And what's the difference? Maybe we can start from there. Is there a difference of some sort?
I'm not so sure that... I think there is. I think the village banking is more... it's a more organized system. I guess it depends on how you set it up.
Yeah. But you've benefited from village banking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is the one that you put money together and you share at the end of the month. Oh, no, I've done that before with friends of mine.
Oh, yeah?
For just like 5 months, I just said, ah, vichorago, maybe.
Yeah?
Vichorago.
You didn't get scammed or anything like that?
No, I think it was just friends, so it was easy. It was okay. Like inner circle. It wasn't like
sometimes it's the same friends.
You're right, though.
Sometimes it's the same friends. Guy or lady just disappears and is nowhere to be seen. But keep letting us know what your experiences have been via the Phoenix FM WhatsApp line 0978-895-895. The time is 8 hours. We have the news at 8 coming up next.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Chief Nkana to pay Boma Lusambo $25,000 in mining deal court settlement. Elvis Nkandu says opposition disunity working in favor of the UPND. Israel approves Trump's plan for Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. To present the news, I'm Lusavelo Gondwe. Chief Nkana, Godfrey Shamanena, has entered into a consent agreement with former Lusaka Province Minister Boma Lusambo in a $105,000 dispute arising from the sale of Bisma Mining Limited to Grizzly Mining Limited between 2021 and 2022. According to the consent judgment seen by Phoenix News and signed by Lusaka High Court Judge Irene Mbewe, the ex parte Mareva injunction granted on July 16, 2025, which froze Chief Nkana's Zanaco bank account pending determination of the case, has been discharged. In the ruling, Chief Nkana agreed to pay Mr. Lusambo $25,000 as full and final settlement of the claim following allegations that he wrongfully pocketed $165,000 arising from negotiations that led to the sale of Bisma Mining Limited to Grizzly Mining Limited between 2021 and 2022. Under the settlement, each party will bear its own costs, with Mr. Lusambo relinquishing any further monetary claims against the traditional leader after claiming that he was entitled to $105,000 for his role in the sale negotiations from the entire $165,000 payment which was deposited into Chief Nkana's personal account. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, had initially frozen the funds but later released them, prompting Mr. Lusambo to seek court intervention through a Mareva injunction. A Mareva injunction is a court order that temporarily prevents a party from transferring or dissipating assets to preserve property while litigation is ongoing. Mr. Lusambo is currently serving a 4-year prison sentence following conviction on unrelated charges. UPND Deputy Spokesperson Elvis Nkandu says the confusion that has engulfed the opposition has given the ruling party an opportunity to focus on delivering development to the Zambian people. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkandu has claimed that the wrangles in various opposition political parties are not engineered by the UPND, but stem from what he describes as greed among opposition leaders who all want to assume the presidency at once. He has explained that with the opposition in disarray, the UPND will now channel its energy toward implementing policies and development programs instead of spending time responding to political attacks. Mr. Nkandu has stressed that this shift will allow the ruling party to consolidate its record of service delivery ahead of next year's general elections. He adds that the divisions in the opposition camp are working to the advantage of the UPND, which continues to strengthen its popularity as the country heads towards elections.
I'll be very honest with you that in our local language we say ishoko lya mushimbe mwaitwani kusangwe pawao awao panavarerekana ishoko lya mushimbe kusangwe pawao panavarerekana. For us, we're not ideal that what is happening is not healthy, but no, it's because of their greediness. So what is happening in their camp is not our business, but let them continue, as I said earlier, so that we provide the services that we had promised the people of Zambia in a very, very conducive environment. As they are bickering where they are, as they are disagreeing where they are, I think we have time to now concentrate on, instead of answering them every time, delivering to the people of Zambia.
Tonse Alliance National Coordinator Dr. Chris Zumanizimba has dismissed as malicious allegations from some Patriotic Front members and other opposition leaders that the recently disclosed Tonse Alliance leaders list is fabricated. 2 weeks ago, the Tonse Alliance, led by Dr. Zimba and spokesperson Sean Tembo, unveiled a council of leaders list allegedly sanctioned by late former President Edgar Lungu, which includes Brian Mundubile and Miles Sampa, but has been rejected by PF faction leaders Given Lubinda and Raphael Nakachinda, who argue it is fraudulent. Recently, Mr. Nakachinda described it as immoral for Dr. Zimba and Mr. Tembo to suggest that the late president drafted the list, accusing them of misleading the public. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Zimba has insisted that these claims are baseless. He says those dismissing the list never had a close personal relationship with Mr. Lungu, whom he regularly met with to discuss politics and compose the list, an undertaking that he says Mr. Lubinda was aware of through emails. Dr. Zimba has further accused those opposing the list of having personal grievances with some of the selected names, questioning their loyalty to the late president, and further alleging that the Tonse Alliance is limited to individuals loyal to Mr. Lungu and not anyone aligned with the UPND.
I had an official relationship with this mayor where when he was in Lusaka, was in Zambia, I met him on a weekly basis. That the day, either Tuesday or Thursday, I could meet him, only me and him would discuss political issues, plan and strategize together. Even with this list, it was the same when before he left South Africa in Zambia. I could meet him Tuesdays or Thursdays. When I was in South Africa, he used to call me every week on the number for either the ADC or Daniel Seo. And I've got text messages where he used to give me instructions, and we used to work and keep on improving on that list. So that list, my brother, there is no way I can be malicious to throw a list in the name of ECL. Because me, I'm loyal, 100% loyal to ECL, even in his death.
The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia has urged the Ministry of Energy to introduce regulations that will separate the sourcing, distribution, transportation and sale of fuel in order to address persistent challenges, including fuel shortages allegedly driven by cartels. The Association Secretary General, Benson Tembo, says some oil marketing companies are controlling large segments of the fuel supply chain, owning filling stations as well as transport fleets, a situation that he notes has left the system vulnerable to exploitation and periodic shortages. Mr. Tembo has stressed the need to capacitate Ndeni so that it can play a greater role in ensuring that fuel is distributed to depots across the country, a role that he claims has largely been neglected by private players due to monthly pump price reviews and selfish business interests. Mr. Tembo further argues that the dominance of foreign transporters in Zambia's fuel supply chain is preventing local participation, limiting home